There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The drone shall set you free!
This year we'll spend an estimated $80 billion, meanwhile, on cancer drugs.
The government isn't your nanny. They're your dealer.
Things that make you go,
Chemotherapy.
Radiation. Surgery. Pharmaceuticals.
Thinking outside of the box.
Hey, it's time for Ty Bollinger and Outside the Box Wednesday.
Thinking outside of the box.
On this show, there is no box.
Things that make you go,
Say goodbye to the box.
Things that make you go,
Super Don, are you there? Are you there?
I am. It's Outside the Box Wednesday.
Normally on Outside the Box Wednesday, RSV says hello to Ty, but he didn't say anything. What's going on? Who is he?
No. Robert is he's kind of preoccupied today. So actually, we're going to start the show off today, and your hour in honor of Robert Scott Bell. We have a special guest. Guest is a professor. He specialized in toe hemorrhoids, and he's going to come on and talk about what we can do about that.
I have three words to describe our guest that's coming on right now: orthorexic genius diva.
Ah, diva. Now wait a minute. Why is he a diva? What makes him a diva?
Well, I think he's sitting in what's called a diva limousine, and if I'm
limousine.
Not, yeah, if I'm not mistaken, we got RSB with us. RSB, what's up, buddy?
Yeah, it's super diva to you. I'm the other super D tonight. took a ride across Florida to a Fox affiliate and was on with Carol Alt pre-recording segments on vaccination because they lost the original one. Remember when PMB, when we were in New York last year?
Yeah.
We had done a bonus segment on it, and it mysteriously disappeared.
That's hilarious, really, that it just disappeared. But, you know, hey, at least they brought you back out to refilm it, and they're going to air it, right?
Yeah, you know, the thing is, this interview is going to be more hard-hitting and more hardcore on vaccines and autism links than the one I did originally. I was much faster on it, and I was very sensitive about it, but she insists they're going to go with it.
Well, I'm glad that, you know, and I have no doubt that they will. I know that Carol's not afraid to stand up for the truth, so we really appreciate that with her. But I'm not surprising that it's more hard-hitting than the one last year because we've had so many things that have happened in 2014 since that interview took place, like the CDC whistleblower and so forth.
Yeah.
They've given us a lot more ammunition, haven't they?
Oh, absolutely. And, yeah, we hit the CDC whistleblower, and he even mentioned the study out of Italy that was just revealed, mandated by the courts, which we can get into. I hear you want to lighten it up because there was another medical kidnap story you guys covered. And TMB, thank you for covering that while I had to do this. But every day it just, you know, makes your heart heavy, and we got to find other stories that maybe can lighten the load a little bit.
Well, yeah, we wanted to start out with something that was a little bit more humorous than what we dealt with, although, you know, we do appreciate Tabitha coming on and sharing that. You know, these serious stories, they're just all too common. So we wanted to lighten it just here at the beginning of this hour before we get heavy again with this story. And it's a story from The Blaze, and this is a literal letter that was sent to students at W.F. Burns Middle School, which is in Alabama. And I'm just going to read a portion of this. This sounds like a story on The Onion, but it's not. This is a real letter that's dated January 9th, 2015. It says, "Dear parents and guardians, we are dedicated to educating and keeping our children safe as a result of school shootings throughout the USA and discussing with law enforcement on the best procedure to follow to keep our students safe. We are enhancing our procedures for intruders. The procedure will be the same as we've done in the past with the addition of arming our students with a canned food item. We realize that at first this may seem odd. However, It is the practice that would catch an intruder off guard. The canned food item could stun the intruder or even knock him out until the police arrive. The canned food item will give the students a sense of empowerment to protect themselves and will make them feel secure in case an intruder enters their classroom. We are asking each student to bring an 8-ounce canned food item to use in case an intruder enters their classroom. We hope the canned food items will never be used if needed, but it's better to be prepared. This is unbelievable, guys. This is a real letter.
This is the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear suit. I mean,
The right to carry a can of beans.
I cannot imagine a scarier thing than being confronted by somebody with a can of cream corn. I mean, that's pretty scary. You don't want to run into that.
Well, you got to watch out for those flying cans of cream corn.
Yeah.
Serious. Now, I guess if there were enough people throwing cans of soup at you, it could hurt. But in theory, a wild gunman came into the school system. I don't know how cans of soup are going to stop him. I just don't know if this is a realistic option. What happens is probably they inadvertently teach kids that cans are actually weapons, and they might start using them on each other.
Well, what they're going to do is eventually we're going to have a ban on canned foods because there were several people killed by flying cans of food, right? They're going to demonize the cans of food. It's not the cans of food. It's not the guns that we need to demonize. It's the crazy people behind them. I got a better solution to this than arming the little kids with canned foods. How about we just arm the teachers with a Glock? End of story.
Yeah.
Crazy guy comes in, they put a cap in him, and he's done with.
Yeah. Exactly. Well, you're right. And I know this story in Alabama, I think, was at a middle school. And if you think about the middle school years, I mean, there's some violent tendencies when kids are going through puberty. Not a good idea to give them heavy camp-like weapons and teach them to use them as weapons even. And I agree with you. I mean, arming capable defenders of these kids would be more ideal in such situations. But we call into question many of the stories, the veracity of the reports of these gunmen as well. And also recognize that the very drugs the school system is trying to put these kids on facilitate these kinds of outrageous and dangerous behaviors, whether they be suicidal or homicidal.
Sure. Sure, without a doubt. I mean, this is just another story of a government gone crazy, of the common sense of logic and reason being jettisoned, especially in these school systems. These are the same school systems that will let the kid bring a can of food to throw at the invader or the intruder, but they'll detain the kid and expel the kid if he eats his cookie into the shape of a gun. So
we've
lost it mentally.
No, that's right. You can make your finger into the point of the shape of a gun, too, and suddenly you're in suspension, the zero-tolerance policy. So there's a lot of cognitive dissonance on this front of protecting and defending kids, of course. And, talk about the soup, the cans, they're probably lined with bisphenol A, so they'll probably also contribute to cancer.
Well, I would agree they will. As a matter of fact, I did a video today about bisphenol A that we're going to release here in a couple of weeks and the links to cancer. Before I forget, I want to give a shout-out to our good friends Jared and Lisa. Jared's the kid against chemo. I know they're listening tonight. And
yes.
We really got Charlene and I got a chance to spend time with them when they came down here, and we filmed them in Austin and got to interview them. And just a great kid and a great mother, and we love them. And so I want to say hi. We know that you're listening tonight. Go ahead.
I just can't wait to meet him. I mean, I love what you were able to support a kid against chemo. He's a hero of mine.
He is a hero. He's one of my heroes, too. I mean, that kind of person that's fighting the system, that's fighting for their lives and succeeding and beating cancer naturally the way he's doing, those are the heroes. We shouldn't be worshiping sports stars and idolizing them. You know, that's not the people we should look up to. I mean, I look up to Jared and Lisa about as much as I look up to anyone here. So they're our heroes, and we're just so glad that you're listening tonight. Now, back to cancer here. You just mentioned cancer, mm-hmm. And I want to cover a story real quick before the end of the first segment. Iowa man who fought to use marijuana oil on rare cancer dies. This is a story published today on Fox News. And what I think is interesting is, when is the last time you saw a story on Fox News that said, Iowa man who fought using chemotherapy for cancer dies? I don't know that I've ever seen a story that highlights the treatment that they used in the subject line of the story, other than if it's a natural cancer treatment that they want to bring attention to the fact that it did not work.
Well, TMB, think about it. If they actually ran headlines like that, you know, Iowa man treating rare cancer with chemo died, they would have to fill up every newscast 24 hours, 7 days a week with all the people that are dying from the chemo. So
exactly.
They couldn't do that.
Yeah, it would be every article in every newspaper in the entire world would be devoted to a person that was on chemotherapy that died. Regardless, though, this seems a bit negative towards hemp as a cancer treatment, but actually it's not really all that negative in the end. You know, it says that he's proof this man that actually died was getting some good benefits from the hemp oil, but it was a rare kind of cancer, very aggressive, and the doctors don't discredit his claims that cannabis actually helped to prolong his life. So it's not really as negative as the title seems to indicate, but I just think it's ironic that they had to put the fact that he was using hemp oil in the subject line of the article. Really, I'm sure that actually helped to prolong his life.
Sure, of course. And all the other things that support the health of the immune system, the function of the immune system, carnivora, beta-1,3-D-glucan. I mean, these are the tools that we should be looking at and pointing to in the media, which we do, but the rest of the media seems to be ill-equipped to be able to handle it. Even as I'm going into the Fox affiliate today, they're interested and they're intrigued, but they're certainly not clearly aware of all the other options that they have.
No, we do have a lot of options. And, you know, that, Robert, is one of the whole purposes behind the Quest for the Cures that I did last year. And we just want to get the information out there. That's the whole purpose behind the Robert Scott Bell Show, to get the information out there, to get the truth out there so that people have good choices. You know, they have good information to make their choices on.
Exactly. And I'm grateful that we get to do this together each week. And even when I'm not around, sometimes TMB, you help fill in, even if it's for a couple of segments. But my gosh, bless you, my friend, for helping out, because this is a big task.
Hey, not a problem. You know, I don't really have the radio talent that RSB has, but I'm glad to jump in at a moment's notice to help out. And are you going to be able to hang around here a little bit for the next segment, Robert?
Yeah, you're definitely. I'm going to take off and hook up the equipment, so connect in studio in just a minute for the next segment. We'll be back together again. And it's a good thing you're better looking than me and you have bigger biceps to keep us all safe.
My biceps may be bigger, but they're not more ripped. I tell you, when we took that picture out in Asheville with our sleeves rolled up, I tell you, you're nothing but muscle and sinew and veins, my friend.
Well, I'm going to have to keep working out to connect at that level when we see you in Nashville, Tennessee in June at the IAC.
I can't wait for it, my friend. Well, hey, listen, we're gonna be right back. I'm going to go in the kitchen and grab a couple cans of cream corn so I can throw them at you after the break.
All right, my friend. We'll see you on the other side.
Sounds good.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
You know, CBD has been making headlines. It's changing minds as well. And the good news is hemp CBD is legal in all 50 states. CBD or cannabidiol is a natural part of the hemp plant that's making those headlines in 2014 here. Hemp is already considered a superfood by millions worldwide, including me, RSB. And it's enjoyed as a complete vegetarian protein and an ideal source of healthy omega fatty acids. Hemp Meds PX is the world's trusted CBD-rich hemp oil source. Hemp Meds PX sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. That's why they offer CBD-rich hemp oils in a variety of ways, from natural hair care and skin care to whole plant supplements and lifestyle products. Quality begins with non-GMO industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds PX are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from healthy hemp. There are so many different ways to enjoy CBD-rich hemp oil from Hemp Meds PX. The only question we have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure ancient defense for you and your family. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Roberts.
Hey, everybody, it's Robert Scott Bell.
Talk about timing.
We got Robert on. All right, sweet.
Talk about timing. I'm telling you, you know, the limo takes me through. We're getting to the commercial break just in time to come in, set up my equipment, and the equipment kicks into gear right as the music goes. I've been talking. Yeah, I told the driver, I said, you could be in radio. You're just, the timing was perfect.
Everybody stand back. He is a professional.
Yeah, yeah. That's crazy, well, but anyway.
Well, RSB, you sound a little bit clearer now than on the cell phone, so nice to hear your voice again in a clear way.
Yes.
Not that we couldn't understand you, but it's much better now you're back in the studio. But you mentioned there, last segment, Robert, about the Italian study. I want to talk about that real briefly, okay?
Yeah, absolutely.
So let's hit, you go over the synopsis of what's going on. There's an Italian court that forced GlaxoSmithKline documents to be released that showed what?
Yeah, basically the connection to SIDS, you know, sudden infant death syndrome. This is shocking, stunning, although it's something I've known for years because, you know, why would a baby suddenly just stop breathing and die? And typically it would follow the introduction of these vaccines or in early infancy. And they finally released a study that showed and analyzed the data of when these children would die following vaccination within the first 10 days. And when they compared it against those who were not vaccinated that had SIDS, you know, again, it was so radically different that they now have basically definitively said, yes, the SIDS is now vaccine-induced. This is a shocking story for those who are, let's say, defenders of the vaccine faith. This is going to be a rough one for them to shout down.
They're gonna need to go back and worship it a little bit longer at their altar of pharmaceutical mysticism, aren't they?
Yeah, and it's not going to work. They're just going to need more drugs to, you know, hide the dissonance, if you will, that's going to be just, it's disgusting, you know, the things that they're willing to do to children in the name of protecting them and saving them and preventing them from having disease, but it's giving them disease, and in fact, it's inducing death in this case, in infancy. It's horrible. When we describe it as a culture of death, the vaccinologists, we're not exaggerating, TMB, and we've got more validation, not that we needed it, but it's out there now.
It is a culture of death, and this reminds me, one of Charlene's good best friends had a little baby that she thought had cried himself to sleep. I mean, sorry, cried himself to death. He had been vaccinated, and then within a few days, he was dead. They said it was SIDS, but I don't know if the doctors led her to believe this or she just thought this, but she, for years and years and years, thought that she had killed her baby because he was crying all night one night, and she never went to check on him, and he died that night. And she thought that he cried himself to death. Mm-hmm. I would think probably what happened is he was having a reaction to the vaccines, and that's why he was crying, and he died from the vaccines. And so we have validation here now that that's most likely what happened with him, and that's what has most likely happened with many of these babies that have been told that they were the mothers and fathers have been told that they died of SIDS, which is nothing more than a fig leaf to cloak the ignorance of the doctors that don't know how they died, when in reality they died probably from the vaccines, and now we have proof, don't we?
Yeah, and it's about time it's coming out. You know, our good buddy Dr. Batar has been talking about, you know, a consciousness shift, you know, like the change that's happening. This is the kind of evidence that shows that indeed it is, because they've tried to suppress this information for decades. And now, you know, out of Italy, it's come out that they've linked them to autism as well, and, of course, the sudden infant death syndrome scenario. Those of you who listened to Brian Hooker before I had to run out today, again, a guy who's, you know, his own son was injured, damaged by these vaccines, and is fighting tooth and nail with the science, the PhD that he is and has, to get the stats done up right and then republish them. And the things that he's found already are only tips of the iceberg here. So this is not going away. It's going to get worse and worse for the people who have defended the faith on vaccinations. And you know, finally, they're on the defensive. And now we can save more children legitimately.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, one of the interesting things about this story is I was out reading about this online, and somebody in one of the comments said, well, what do you expect from a bunch of Italians? And I'm thinking, what an idiot. And this has nothing to do with Italy. It was just an Italian court that ordered GlaxoSmithKline to release their documents. Mm-hmm. But that shows that the vaccine defenders will grasp at anything. And somebody says, what do you expect from a bunch of Italians? What do you expect from a brain-dead vaccine defender?
Right. Hey, on a side note, I know we're going to come up on a break real quick, and we've got more issues of forced chemo for kids that don't even have cancer. When I was going into the Fox affiliate tonight, I forgot I didn't bring any ID with me at all because I wasn't driving. So I was like, And then, you know what I had to show them that I was me?
What?
The picture of you and me on the back of Unlock the Power to Heal. And I was like, that's awesome. Me here, see? And they're like, oh, okay, you can go in.
Hey, listen, everybody stay tuned. We got Josh Zamora on the line afterwards to share his story of forced chemo with his child. We'll be right back.
Great heavens, what kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed the results I have with your product. I've suffered with bouts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up a 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
You ever hear about Ghost 80% AR-15 rifle kits? At Guns80.com, they are the 80% specialists, helping to protect our privacy. Look, there are forces out there right now trying to register guns for future confiscation. UN treaties threatening our Second Amendment, our freedom. You need a Ghost AR-15, get it at Guns80.com. Call 844 844- 844-248-6780. That's 844-248-6780. Own an AR-15 today and keep it a secret. Go to guns80.com. That's guns80.com. 844-2-GUNS-80.
Mom, I can't do my math homework. I just don't get it. I hate math.
I've always tried to be a good mother, but when it came to Jamie's math, I was at a loss. Then a friend told me about Math Made Easy DVDs. Concepts are simplified in an easy way to follow and review, and students can learn at their own pace in the convenience of home. Listen, in the frustration, call Math Made Easy. Call now, 1-800-USA-MATH. That's 1-800-872-6284. Or visit us at mathmadeeasy.com.
Did you go to guns80.com and get your AR-15 yet? I took my buddy Mark out to lunch the other day to thank him for turning me on to guns80.com. And suddenly our old pal Dan showed up and joined us. Of course, Mark immediately started selling him on the great deals at guns80.com and told him how you can buy a brand new rifle at a great price, keep your privacy, and how it can be delivered right to your front door, and that there was no visit to a gun dealer involved, there are no government papers to fill out. Dan was such an easy sell. He just pulled out his iPhone right there and went to guns80.com and ordered his Ghost AR. Wow. You can call guns80.com right now. Their number is 844-2-GUNS-80. That's 844-248-6780. By the way, demand they pay market commission, okay? Call guns80.com at 844-2-GUNS-80 and demand they pay Mark, please. He deserves a commission. Go to 844-2-GUNS-80 and get your Ghost AR-15 on the web at guns80.com. Go now.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hump day. And that means it's TMB and RSV going outside the box. Ty, have you seen that commercial of the camels in the zoo and everybody's yelling, hump day, say it's hump day, and the camels are just so over it?
No, I haven't seen that, man.
It's very funny. I tell you, all the insurance commercials are the funniest commercials. I don't know what it is with them, but they must be making money hand over fist. They get to pay the big bucks for creative funny.
They must be.
We need to go into insurance or something.
We are insuring people's health by spreading the truth about how to get healthy, aren't we?
Yes, we are. And, you know, I've said for many years here that the most dangerous thing you can have in America is really good medical insurance.
Because it guarantees that you're going to get all the invasive therapies, they're going to call all the tests, everything, give you every treatment, throw the kitchen sink at you, and just as likely kill you as they are to cure you. And we have another story of a child being diagnosed with cancer, and then the family deciding maybe we want to go a different way now.
Yeah.
And in this case, and TMB, you'll fill us in on this, because it sounds like this kid doesn't have any sign of cancer, yet the docs are trying to insist that they should have more chemo, and if not, we're going to take the kid away from their mom and dad again?
Yeah, it's yet another story of a tyrannical government and you know, the threats of kidnapping children from their rightful parents, CPS stepping in doing this for no apparent reason. But anyway, we have Josh Zamora on the line with us. Josh was actually Dr. Irvin Sani, who we interviewed with the Quest for the Cures. Josh contacted him, and he forwarded me the email from Josh, and Josh wanted us to help spread this story about what's going on right here in Texas in Austin at Dell's Children's Hospital. But Josh, thanks for being on, and just share with us your story of what's going on with you and with your son, Ezra.
My pleasure, and thank you for having me on.
Yeah.
Well, it happened in November, just a couple of months ago. He was diagnosed with a kidney cancer, and so we had the tumor removed there at Dell's Hospital. And the surgery went fine, and ever since then we had been researching different things, natural things that we could be using on him so that the cancer doesn't return. And so what happened was we're contacted by CPS, Child Protective Services. They wanted us to go back to get rescanned, and it was basically Dell's Children Hospital wanting to force treatment on us, chemo and radiation.
Okay.
And so, again, we told them that we're opposed to these things, and we want to look at different things that are effective.
Mm. Josh, how old is Ezra?
He's 2.5.
Okay, so now we're dealing with a story of, obviously, you know, a young child, not a teenager at this point, but you sound like you're very engaged in the process of healing, investigation, and research. And you're coming to conclusions that might differ from traditional allopathic licensed allopathic doctors. And has there been some level of open discussion, or has it been met with maybe a God complex, if you will? Some of these doctors have it where they say, you're just a parent, you don't know, I say what I say goes, and if you don't do it, we're going to take your child away.
Oh, that's exactly how we're made to feel. It was pretty much an oncologist-centered say, and we had asked them, have you researched any of the current methods of treatment that are effective other than, you know, chemo and radiation? Have you looked into certain doctors, Ben Johnson, Dr. Shinya, Dr. Jimenez, Contreras, you know, and just started giving him a wealth of information? He said, well, I'm open to hearing of anything, you know, that has studies and whatnot. And so we pretty much said, that should be your research, you know. You stopped your education at a certain point, and from then on, just started basing what you do on studies, as opposed to talking to these people that are healed or that heal themselves with natural things.
Well, they acknowledge, Ty, I want you in on this, because what you've uncovered with Cancer Step Outside the Box is that the studies show that these chemos actually don't work, and even if they do claim that they do work 5 years from now, Ezra could end up with another cancer caused by the original chemo.
Well, that's what normally happens. Chemo typically does cause other types of cancers. Many studies just over the last couple of years have come out that have shown that chemotherapy causes secondary cancer. So that's not even really up for debate. Every oncologist knows this. Every oncologist also knows that radiation causes cancer, but they still are trying to push chemo and radiation on little two-year-old Ezra, who apparently... as Josh told me, that the oncologist admitted that he was cancer-free. So he does not even have cancer anymore. He's showing no signs of cancer. But they want to force chemo and radiation on him just in case, which you know, just in case will turn into causing the cancer. That's what this is, kind of a self-fulfilling type prophecy sometimes, that the treatments that were being used to treat cancer are actually causing the disease that they're supposed to be preventing.
Josh, did you ask the doctor if there was any scientific evidence or peer-reviewed clinical trials on as to the use of this chemotherapy or radiation in a child that shows no sign of cancer?
Yeah, I asked him that. And I also asked him, what's the difference between, I mean, the ACS, American Cancer Society, determines cancer as being, you know, oxidative stress and environmental stress on, you know, the gene to change it to then, you know, not die off and replicate and then affect other things. And so I said, what's the difference between, you know, according to that definition, you might have 2 or 3 or 10 cancer cells as opposed to Ezra's 2 or 3 or 10 cancer cells. Why is he getting treated and not you? You know, and he pretty much didn't have anything to say. I also said, what if with other cancers, you know, they're likely to return, right? And he said, yeah, you know, with all of them. And I said, why don't all of these people get treated? And he said, well, the difference is they outweigh, you know, what's good and bad of that. And I said, so that's a judgment call based on the oncologist or on the study. He said, based on the study. And I said, the studies don't say the health of the person at time at the end of treatment or past,
right,
you know,
right,
certain treatment. So how do you determine in that case? And then you can't conclude that everybody says that that's, you know, the proper standard care of treatment.
Wow. I think he's met his match. He's not not pleased at all with you, Josh.
I think that Josh is making far too much logical sense for a typical oncologist to follow.
And it's funny when I said, when I asked him, why is it that 90% of oncologists polled wouldn't give their, you know, children the same treatment, he asked, oh, I haven't heard about that. And so I cited the reference to the Los Angeles Times and the McGill, you know, Cancer Center in Calgary, I believe.
Yeah.
And he said, oh, he had nothing to say after that. And I said, well, it's because of the obvious toxicity. And
yeah, exactly. So Josh, tell me now, is there a direct threat by Child Protective Type Services to take Ezra away if you don't comply with this oncologist who clearly can't answer your questions?
They've determined that he is well provided for and that we are fit parents, according to the law. And so they at this point are wondering why they were even called. They see the situation. They say, well, he's cared for physically, emotionally, you know, in all different types of ways. The only reason they are, you know, pretty much continuing this is because they're being pushed by Dell's children to say that we're not treating him the way they want us to treat him.
Right. So, go ahead, Ty.
So, Josh, what is it? How can we help you in what you're doing right now to make sure that CPS does not pose a threat? What we can do to help you spread the word so that you feel more secure in the direction that you're heading?
I just want to make sure, you know, according to family law, that we are, you know, according to the law, doing everything that we can and showing that, you know, there are other alternatives, you know, that we can be looking at so that we could tell a judge when this goes to court, no, he's currently under the care of, you know, another person, another professional. And what we want to show basically is that this is a patient-centered universe where he gets treated by professionals who do other kinds of things like NET or acupuncture or, you know, wellness advocate, nutrition supplements, all these professionals who all together want the best for him, as opposed to just the oncologist in the center and saying, oh, no, this is how we're going to do it, and so narrow-minded and opposed to everything that has been shown to be effective.
Right, right. So what we are looking for, what you are looking for, is a licensed oncologist that would support your decisions. And again, I don't know, is there one in Texas that would have standing there if they're going to pursue going after you, despite the fact that you've been declared fit parents, capable and able to meet all the needs of your child? This is an interesting dilemma, but I like that you're thinking proactively.
Well, yes, yeah, sir. Certainly, I mean, somebody that would at least tolerate the fact that we're doing, you know, everything that we can and looking up all the research and talking to the professionals about, you know, natural things, and who would not even be accepting of it, but at least be tolerant of it so that we're able to get him checked with certain scans, you know, regularly to make sure that the cancer doesn't come back.
Well, so here's, you know, I think how we could help you here, Josh, is, anybody that's listening, you know, Josh, you've got a Facebook, right? We link through to that, Super Don. We link through to the Facebook on the robertscottbell.com.
We can definitely do that.
Okay. So we're gonna link through to their Facebook page, to Josh's Facebook, and then you can go there and message him if you know anybody in the area that might fit that description, any oncologist or any doctor that's in the Austin area that you know of that would be open to that. I think that's one way that we could help them.
And how about your buddy Irv, Dr. Stani? I mean, you reached out through him. Is he connected to any others? Because he's gone through quite a transformation, as you saw in the Quest for the Cures, from where he was as a doctor to where he is today.
Yeah, he has. As a matter of fact, I'll definitely contact Irvin, see if he knows anybody that we could help refer to Josh, just so they could be under the care of someone that is looked at as an approved professional, right? An oncologist, but is thinking outside the box.
Yeah,
yeah, exactly. And this could be naturopaths, people who practice Reishi, crystal healing. I mean, we're open to anything, you know, that works, and pretty much the more the merrier, even just support and prayers or people that, you know, have come up to us and say, we're so proud of what you're doing, I don't know if I can do that myself. So it really helps that we're showing that we can fight and that other people can do the same.
Beautiful. I love the living example here. You're standing up and doing it. Now, of course, you know, when they tend to victimize families, they tend to victimize poor, younger families that can't speak up, that don't have the backbone, if you will, or the status and stature to, you know, to speak truth to power, in a sense. And I'd like this to be a lesson of encouragement for any families out there that are willing to do this, to stand up and defend your children, as I know you want to. Josh, we'll continue to stay connected here. I'm glad you reached out through Dr. Sawney to Ty and that we could get you on.
It's my pleasure. Thanks for what you do, and especially for Ty. He's just a great advocate for people and for the fight against cancer.
Well, thanks, Josh. Absolutely. We really appreciate you coming on the show tonight. God bless you, and let us know how we can help you in the future, okay? Stay in touch.
All right. Thank you so much.
All right, we'll be back to wrap up Outside the Box, TMB, RSB, and Super D after this.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
Hey, y'all, are you looking for Chlorella? Some chocolate superfood with organic vanilla. Food-based vitamins keep you a healthy fella. Use your wife's credit card, don't even have to tell her. Go to Natural News Store, that's what it's there for. Get your superfoods, herbs, and a lot more. Feel young like you did before. And let Mother Nature's medicine work it like it's there for. I know you care for your health, therefore. Don't eat those GMOs, throw them out the back door. Don't stay poor with your diet if it's killing you. Enjoy your life with nutrition that's filling you. We got freeze-dried food that's organic. Super clean, super food, best on the planet. Blueberry, strawberry, even pomegranate. Yeah, it's ready to ship. And if you buy it, you can have it. Yeah, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Check out store.naturalnews.com for all your organic supplements and superfoods. Or call 888-959-6415. That's 888-959-6415 to order now. Coconut, maca, spirulina, goji berry, superfood protein.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
Are you always 5 minutes late?
Maybe you're only late when you don't want to be somewhere. Then you realize you're always 5 minutes late. For work, you set 3 alarms, drag your feet in the shower, drink your coffee slowly until you're rushing out the door. 5 minutes late. It's not that you hate your job. Hate is such a strong word. You're just not that excited about it. But most people don't love what they do, right? Listen, if you're local to the Twin Cities, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable, and a whiz on the phone, you might want to join one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, GCN. Because right now, we are hiring, and we offer benefits. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, where you'll want to be 5 minutes early every day.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Scott Bell Show.
All right, thanks again to Brian Hooker for joining us today. Hashtag CDC Whistleblower. Keep blasting it out there. We're past 750 million impressions on our way to a billion. Get the word out. And, you know, next month or February, I think they say, will air my interview with Carol All on vaccines. We were able to talk, just to give you a heads up, on CDC Whistleblower. We were able to bring up the Italian study. In fact, some of her viewers We're tweeting it in. Hey, mention the Italian study that just came out. So we've got a lot of stuff happening. And, you know, this is the year that's going to, more than ever, is going to have an impact on Big Pharma backing down. They're not going to quit, but we got a lot more ammo, as we say. And TMB, thank you for hosting the way you did today while I was en route.
Oh, man, I was just honored to be able to do that, and just dreaming that Charlene and the kids and I were with you there in that diva limo that you got to ride in. We could have had a party.
It was so funny. I mean, why did they have to send me a diva limo? Was that a message, a secret subliminal message? It wasn't very subliminal.
Let me ask you this. Did they do your nails or give you a pedicure while you were in there?
No. Should I have complained?
Well, then it wasn't a diva limo then. They had to do your nails.
It's fraud, I tell you.
I think it probably had something to do with the sequined blouse that you were wearing.
I was so not in the seat. It was actually for my daughter. Ari was with me. That was the diva limo, because she was with me. So she was ready. You know, it's funny because initially I asked her, I said, hey, honey, do you want to come with me tomorrow? We're going to do a little TV. She says, am I going to be on TV? I said, no, not this time. She says, no, I'm not interested.
She came with you. Well,
she came
anyway. Yeah, Tabitha and Charity would have loved to have been in there with Ari to play.
Absolutely. It would have been great. But, hey, anyway, thanks also to our supporters to do Outside the Box together, Carnivore and Better Way Health with Beta-1-3D Glucan.
The top immunomodulatory supplements on the market, Beta-1-3D Glucan and Carnivore, both of which we take every day, as do our families. Definitely a shout-out to these great sponsors of ours.
Yeah, they're linked up in the show notes. You can click on it, pick up all the good stuff to keep your immune system strong. Hey, Super Don, what is that line? You had only one thing to do. And what was it? What was that line?
In God we trust?
No, but I mean, it was like you were assigned to do one thing and you screwed that
and
up.
You only
had one job and
that's
you
it.
Blew it. Yeah.
Right, and that's not Super Don. He doesn't do it that way. But in Florida, Largo, Florida, Pinellas County Sheriff's Office in Florida,
Well, somebody screwed up. They have these beautiful new rugs with the seal, you know, the star on it. And read what they put on it there, TMB.
It says, "In dog we trust." And I'm not joking. Apparently, the person the printer or the person that designed this must have been dyslexic because they inverted the D and the G.
They were what?
Dyslexic. Oh, I mean, sorry, dyslexic.
Oh, exactly. In dog we trust. I mean, it's one thing if they said we love our police dog, right? That would make sense. But in dog we trust.
In dog, do they not have somebody that does proofs on these things before they print 1,000 carpets or rugs with "In dog we trust"?
Right. I know they just rolled it up. I guess they could give it to the police dog at
this
point.
Well, the problem is that they're too busy out tasing people.
Right. Yeah. Indeed. And you know the thing is, we've talked about the currency of the United States being debased as Federal Reserve notes, and it didn't used to have "In God We Trust" on it because it didn't need it to be there because people did have more trust in God. They had to put it on there because they took the stuff out of the coins that made it valuable.
And it was self-evident before.
Yeah, exactly. And so they had to kind of trick you into believing in it still by, "Oh, put God on it," and then suddenly people will think it's really valuable. But, of course, that goes to a much higher and deeper place. Hey, one more story here. I don't think you see this, DMB, but if you go to – have you ever been to Norway?
Norway? No, I haven't.
There's a Norwegian was fined for fraud. He made a false promise. He took, he was fined 10,000 crowns, which is about $1,300 for fraud, because he accepted a contract-killing job, but he never intended to carry it out. So he wasn't arrested for that.
That'll teach you.
He wasn't arrested for conspiring to kill someone. He was arrested for fraud.
It was because you fraudulently entered into that contract and you had no intention on killing that person.
Wow.
What is that?
I'm going to guess
they would probably arrest somebody for overcharging for crack cocaine, too. You know?
Yeah, it was okay that you sold it, but you overcharged. You know, come on, Pete, don't be defrauding people on contract killing.
You got to come through with that.
Yeah. Well, the contract killers, it's becoming more clear, are the vaccinators, honestly, with all of these things. SIDS now. Read the story. It's linked up in the show notes at robertscatbell.com. Pick up our book, TMBRSB, Unlock the Power to Heal, of course, cancertruth.net, to get all of the wonderful books, including Cancer Step Outside the Box, which we've just done. Super D and TMB.
The power to heal.
Power to heal is yours. Oh. And Brian Hooker's, too. Hashtag CDC Whistleblower.
Have a great evening.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, Doc, I was wondering, if you could only take one supplement for the rest of your life, what would it be?
That's easy. Beta-glucan.
Well, I'm looking for a daily pill that can double the strength of my immune system.
Beta-glucan.
But I need it to be super safe with no harmful side effects.
Beta-glucan.
Yeah, but I want something all natural with an FDA rating.
Beta-glucan.
What if I want it to be affordable and fast-acting?
Beta-glucan.
What if I need something backed by scientific research?
Beta-glucan.
Like something that's been studied and condoned by Harvard Medical School.
Beta-glucan.
But I want the best for my immune system that money can buy.
Beta-glucan.
How about a product that's safe for my family, including my pets and children?
Beta-glucan.
Don't you have anything else to say besides beta-glucan?
Yeah, betterwayhealth.com.
What's that?
It's the website where you can buy beta-glucan.
So I can go online right now and buy beta-glucan?
Yup. Go to betterwayhealth.com or call 1-800-746-7640 and ask them about...
Let me guess. Beta-glucan.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.